Guatemala asks for U.S. amnesty for its 700,000-plus migrants. By Neil Monroe on November 10, 2020. Guatemala's government is asking the U.S. government to let roughly 700,000 Guatemalan migrants stay in the United States because of massive flooding that has killed 150 people in the poor country. Reuters reported Guatemala's plan to ask for temporary protected status, TPS, for its migrants. If granted, the status would allow Guatemala's illegal migrants to stay and work in the United States, regardless of the high unemployment and low wages among many unskilled Americans. The foreign ministry will, over the course of the week, send the papers to our ambassador in Washington, who will make the request to the U.S. government, Guatemalan President Alejandro Giammattei told reporters. We don't know if President Trump will accept or not, but we believe that it is our obligation to request it. Guatemala's government knows that Trump opposes the TPS program and has ordered the cancellation of TPS for hundreds of thousands of migrants who have stayed in the United States for almost two decades. But the Guatemala request is likely aimed at Joe Biden, who has promised to welcome poor migrants who simply ask for asylum, regardless of the painful impact on Americans. If granted, the governments of Honduras and El Salvador will also pressure the U.S. government to grant TPS amnesty to their migrants. Since 2016, roughly 662,432 Guatemalans were registered while crossing the border. The vast majority used border loopholes to semi-legally migrate into the United States, usually by claiming asylum. Few of the migrants have been sent home, even after their temporary legal status has expired. The Guatemalan migrant population includes 278,566 single adults, 294,263 adults with children, plus another 89,583 children or teens delivered by coyotes at the border from 2016 to 2020. The 2016 to 2020 number does not include the additional number of Guatemalans who successfully marched around the border defenses via the desert and scrubland, nor the 30,649 Guatemalan teens or children relayed by the coyotes in 2014 and 2015, nor the 16,090 Guatemalan teens and children relayed from 2009 to 2013, nor the 57,160 nationals from Guatemala detained in 2015. Some Guatemalans have been sent home, especially in 2020. But because there is no clear list of resident Guatemalans that would ask for TPS, many additional Guatemalans would likely migrate north to sneak into the TPS benefit. The Guatemalan request is being cheered by white-collar immigration lawyers and elite left progressives. They hope to gain from the flood of migrants as it forces down blue-collar wages, pushes up neighborhood rents, and crowds the non-private schools needed by the children of Blue Sea Zero-Lure Americans. This is not only exactly the kind of thing that hashtag TPS is supposed to be for, but something which could significantly reduce the hashtag immigration court backlog and otherwise provide temporary relief for a significant portion of the U.S. undocumented population, tweeted immigration lawyer Matt Cameron. He continued, although not as simple as a presidential order, restoring and, broadly slash creatively, extending hashtag TPS to other populations is one of any number of things which this administration can and must get started with on January 20, 2021 to begin to reverse the damage of the Trump years. Immigration advocates claim the TPS is temporary. However, Trump's effort to cancel TPS for roughly 300,000 migrants were delayed and blocked by multiple judges. Roughly 250,000 people from El Salvador still hold TPS status, 19 years after it was awarded following a major earthquake in 2001. In 2020, Trump expanded the El Salvadorian TPS status, likely in exchange for El Salvador's government's promise to block other migrants. TPS advocates also say the TPS is not an amnesty, even though it provides almost everything short of citizenship to poor migrants. Many of the El Salvador migrants crossed into the United States in the 1980s. Biden's Immigration 2020 plan would reverse many of Trump's pro-American migration policies. He promised to reassert America's commitment to asylum seekers and refugees to wipe out Trump's asylum reforms, bar any deportations for 100 days, and end migration enforcement against illegal aliens unless they commit a felony. Biden also promised to let companies import more visa workers, let mayors import temporary workers, and allow an unlimited flow of foreign graduates through U.S. universities into white-collar jobs. He would exempt from any cap the recent graduates of PhD programs in STEM fields. Biden also wants to accelerate the inflow of chain migration migrants and dramatically accelerate the inflow of poor refugees to at least 125,000 per year. Overall, open-ended legal migration is praised by business and progressives partly because migrants' arrivals help transfer wealth from wage earners to stockholders. Migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to real estate investors, and from the central states to the coastal states. Migration also allows investors and CEOs to skimp on labor-saving technology, sideline U.S. minorities, ignore disabled people, exploit stoop labor in the fields, shortchange labor in the cities, impose tight control and pay cuts on American professionals, corral technological innovation by minimizing the employment of American grads, undermine labor rights, and even get many progressive journalists to cheerlead for Wall Street's priorities.